Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some vapors, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Their story now is sung. Struck down too soon by a goblin ghoul. Corey Feldman, the wicked fool. Raise your glass, let the whiskey flow. For Jim and Them will never let go. When Jim and Them died, we cried, oh we cried. A sorrow so deep it could fill the tide. Raise your shots to the stars so high. Greedy man, a shadow of the boy who once took a stand. He never gave, only took his fill. A ghoul with the hunger, a thirst to kill. No heart, no soul, no honor to claim. Just a wretched name in the hall of shame. Family and friends, they wept through the night. For Jim and Them, their guiding light. But darkness fell at Corey's hand. A cursed day across the land. When Jim Them died, we cried, oh we cried. A sorrow so deep it could fill the tide. Raise your shots to the stars so high. For Jim and Them, who'll never truly die. Refrain. Jim and Them shall rise again from the smoke and fire through the night. Bupak Shakur brought them back to life with powers divine. He chokes and ascends, blowing ounces of pith. The legend transcends high as kites with rellos in hand. He summoned their spirits to walk the land. So Jim and Them rise, oh we cheer, oh we cheer. No more sorrow, your shots to the sky once more. Fortune and Them forever we'll adore. Salute to Jim and Them, reborn anew. The fight goes on, their spirit breaks through. So sing it loud, let the taverns ring. Jim and Them live and we all shall sing.
We hate you! We wish you were dead!
Boom!
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
I just suck at everything I do.
What it do? What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This used to be a show.
Yeah.
Woo! This used to be a podcast.
Oh, I miss
it. Then we were killed, and we fucking died. And I don't know. It's a fucking long story. It's been quite a tale the past 2 weeks.
If only a song could summarize it.
Ah, yes, yes. Now, I guess there's a lot to get into. I mean, also, we got the Tots Turnt Toy Drive is today. Well, this is the final weekend.
Yeah, we go shopping tomorrow.
We go shopping tomorrow, so if you're listening to this on Saturday, there's still time.
It's actually not too late.
And if you're listening live, of course, there's still time.
But technically, we're usually done around like 4 or 5, so yes. If you find yourself sitting there going like, hey, I haven't done it, it's 1 p.m., surely it's too late. It's not.
But yes, this used to be a show. This used to be a podcast. We used to be a comedy show. This is still a Corey Feldman discussion. You're listening to Jim and Them live on YouTube. Huh? What?
What?
Wow. What?
They let us back in?
Sort of. So we're back. If you're listening on the podcast, we're back on our original channel, our original Jim and Them channel, which they took away in 2010 for our fake Bang Brothers video.
Like,
it had no sex in it. The joke was
it had the bumper at the beginning.
Yes, it had the bumper.
And there was a bunch of D-bags picking up a girl and getting killed because she killed them all.
It was a bang car. Instead of a bang bus, it was in a car. So we got our channel taken away for that. And then you couldn't communicate with anyone. And then years later on a lark, I just reached out and was like, hey, why'd you take our channel away? And they're like, you know what? Here's your channel back.
We don't know.
Now that it doesn't...
You know what?
Here's
no idea. Remember we had a million views on one video 10 years ago, and that would have made or break you, maybe?
We're not going to tell you why we took it away, and we're not going to tell you why we're giving it back.
Hey, remember how every fan for the last 10 years said they found you from the Juggalo video?
So, I mean, I don't know... I mean, I don't even want to get into it because I don't... Whatever. So, either way, we're on the old channel. The old channel existed before... Well, not before the original channel, but as a Jim and Them channel. So, it's been... It's not like we just made a new channel.
It's like a 20-year-old channel.
Yeah, we technically had it.
Well, Greaseball in the chat says... Bungus.
It is Bungus.
Yeah. That is Bungus for
Shout
sure.
out to the real ones in the chat, like Greaseball.
Shout out to Bungus.
Yeah, but so, we got real ones. We got 70 large at least.
Shout
right
out
now.
To my,
I was going to say, I do appreciate that. You know, shout outs to the real ones in the chat for what used to be a show. Who do we got? No Justice, No Peace.
Yeah.
We got Squirmy Wormy, 72. Deep Thoughts with Joe, Dakota, Greaseball, all the real ones.
And just, we still got
and
TTS.
That's a small taste.
Right? Yeah. We still got Obamnos.
We don't have TTS. No. We don't.
That
we
is
need
crazy.
To hit like a certain amount of watch time to get
okay,
it.
Okay, so guys, we need you.
We're
we
getting there
you,
though.
We need you.
Eric, just I'll give you my phone number and you can just text me anytime you want to TTS all the
time. Yeah, right
us.
Now we don't have TTS because we can't take like super chats or anything like that. We have to get approved for it. We have to get...
Why am I even here?
Yeah, what are we even doing here? But yeah, I mean, I will say it was probably a weird blessing in disguise that we were already not doing a show last week.
Yes.
Because, like, I was devastated. I mean, to back it up, on Sunday the 1st, I go in to see Wicked. I go into the theater to see Wicked. It's like a 3-hour goddamn movie.
You're already pissed.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm defying gravity.
Hell yeah. Wow. It's a fucking great movie.
It's pretty good. But to Mike's point, Ariana Grande is great in
it. Dude, she's so good in it,
right? She's very good
in
it, yes.
Yeah, if you watch Popular, it's impossible not to like her.
And then we leave the movie. I get home. And someone messaged me on like the Jim and Them Facebook message group, and they're like, "What happened?" And I thought it was just spam. You know how you get like weird spam, scam like messages or whatever.
So many like directions I was getting that message, and I was like, "They're dumb."
And then, then I got like another one, and then I see the email that's like our channel's been taken away.
Good evening, cowards.
Ooh, our channel was taken away for. Why is it playing that twice? for nudity and sexual content, which is insane to me.
My dick
makes
was,
no sense.
My dick was out for 4 seconds, and everyone knows that it's a 5-second rule.
And it was a commentary on your dick.
Yeah, with Jim and Jeff are talking about
You're
my
like,
dick.
Look at that; it's horrible.
But they, but it doesn't. Usually, when you get like strikes or things taken down, it says this video or whatever. It didn't say anything like that, and so then like I filed an appeal, and then the appeal was declined.
Well, and the YouTube support people eventually replied to me because I was spamming them, and they're like, "Tell us what happened." So I sent them the link, and all they tell me is it's been resolved, and there's nothing we can do. But they wouldn't tell
they
me
wouldn't
what's been
anything,
resolved.
No, they wouldn't say what
video it was for. I asked them like, "Hey, can you at least tell me what video it was for? Can you tell me anything?" And they're like, "It's been resolved. We were very thoughtful about this stuff. Sorry, deal with it."
Yeah, it's been nothing but like AI responses. So I really don't know specifically.
Right, so they've just been sending you kick-ass music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Some awesome fucking country music. Oh, actually, by the way, that song you heard at the intro, already up on our Spotify. Don't worry about it. Okay, debuted today.
They
debuted.
Can't take away our Spotify. God damn it.
Oh, no, it's gone.
But no, it has to be court, because someone's like, in the chat, Deep Thoughts with Joe, it wasn't. He who should not be named. It has to be related to Corey in some respect, I would have to imagine.
Yeah. Well, because during the actual episode, we got a bogus, like the stream went down in the middle of the episode on Friday because we got a bogus claim about some super
old
ass.
There was the AEW first.
But then it was the old Nickelodeon video.
But then they took that away. But yes, then I got an alert on our Dan Schneider pedo monster video. That we got hit on during the show two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, which is weird because that show's been up for forever.
Someone
but
was
that
just
even,
going through reporting videos.
That got hit for conspiracy theories or something, which is wild.
They made literal documentaries about that.
So yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We also have fake conspiracy theory videos on our channel.
I can't believe Mike got two of our channels shut down.
God damn it, Mike. Yeah, maybe it was Mike drooling over Ariana Grande's wiggle.
Well, he's been drooling all over her Wicked performance too. He says it's salacious.
It's amazing. It's perfect in every way.
So yeah, just been nothing but AI responses. So I have opened a Better Business Bureau inquiry on this.
If you know Jim, you saw this coming.
Yes.
You hit up your guy at the Better Business Bureau. You're like, Terry.
And so I opened up a case. It's still pending right now. I mean, but that's like, who knows? I mean, I'm hoping for the best because like I do know because this happened before and years later we got our channel back and like all our videos were still there. So I do know like, if they deactivate your channel, like your shit's still sitting somewhere. Like they don't delete it.
And it's frustrating for multiple reasons. Because it's frustrating because it's very like discouraging, like as a person who does a show, to have it taken away. The timing is very frustrating. But then also just like the complete lack of any information. Like I get it's a giant company and they're gonna make calls.
Yeah, I'm sure tons. I get it. There's much.
They can't even tell us. They literally can't even say, here's the video. Here's the claim. You appealed. Here's what we saw and why we're upholding. Like,
they're
not telling
nudity,
us anything.
Nudity and sexual content. I mean, we've watched the WAP video. Like, there are things on YouTube where you're like, oh, nudity. You're concerned about nudity and sexual content? Really? Really what you're trying to tell me right now?
The only things we could have ever done that they would have considered that was us watching YouTube videos, meaning it already exists on YouTube.
Yeah, we can't have a face full of black ass. Us?
Jim and them?
We can't sit our white ass down and look at a big old bongo of ass.
So basically that's where we're at.
We're watching twerk videos for the next hour.
Yeah. I'm still trying to see what I can do. And yeah, to what Mike was saying, like, it's super deflating because for people that people that have been around a long time, we've done this show for quite a while.
We're coming up on 18 years.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're coming up on 18 years, brother. Fucking 18 years. 18 years. We're coming up on fucking sending this little show off to college.
Yeah,
the
show is jailbait.
And it just sucks because this is the second time this has happened. Where, like, we're kind of getting traction.
Like an audience appears, like a bigger than normal audience.
Exactly. And it's hard for me not to be like, well, this is the world telling me no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. You know what I mean? Like, we've been doing a show long enough where it has to get to a point where you're like, well, this is just not what people want. This is not what people want to hear.
Well, it's that feeling, you know, when you're like writing a paper or you've written like a big long document or something and then you lose it and you're like, there's no recovering it and you still have to write it. So you just kind of slap some shit together and you're like, the fuck, dude, it's like all gone. Like we, like a week of my work is just gone. Imagine if it was 17 years of your stuff.
You're right. That's not even taken into account. Like, all the video archive, and like, because there are a lot of people too that have reached out. They're like, oh, you know, I would always throw on the archive.
The
I know
specials,
the holiday specials. Some of that stuff was on this channel, but honestly, I was like, I gotta clean this channel up. I gotta kind of start from scratch. So I mean, I left our miracles videos up, our shroom trip videos up, our white guy punches black guy videos up. I think. Oh no, yeah, the Casey one. Casey punches Brandon. So these are all 14-year-old videos that are still chilling.
No, they're 17-year-old videos.
Give them a like.
Yeah, 14 to 17, yeah.
But hey, over half the people in the stream right now like this stream. So
no,
we're
I appreciate
it. And we do have like 95 people here. Let's go.
It feels nice to have people show up.
Like it's important, and I'm really it really does mean a lot. Because honestly, it really, the first like almost week after this happened, I was like, I can't podcast anymore. Like, you know what? The people got fucking Kill Tony. They don't need Jim and them. you know what I mean?
I was thinking that. Yeah.
I was like, I guess there's too many podcasts.
The people have the office ladies.
Need...
Why do they need us?
No,
it's crazy. You and Mike both separately texted me that, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm joking, but I'm kind of serious. I was like, you know what? I guess I can't fucking do this anymore. I can't fucking start over and like hope that people, because it was even to the point where like you search Jim and them on YouTube and none of our shit came up, even our old stuff.
I couldn't find the channel we're on right now without like looking up the names of a video I knew was already on it.
Like the first hit was our boy in the chat here, Clearwater Chad, his lawyer bit about trying to take down Jim and them in the name of Corey Feldman. And I think people were just finding that and were like, this guy? Is this the guy that did it?
Guys, I found it. I actually did have someone send me the link and go, guys, I think I know who it was.
And so it's just deflating that, like, you know, it just goes like that.
Yeah.
And then it's just because, again, it's like I can't go. And no offense to, like, it's so cool. It's so cool that anyone would hang out. But, like, I can't just be chilling with, like, 20 people in the chat. Like, it feels, I don't know. It just sucked because it felt like we were finally riding something that was good for us and we were getting new people and new eyes on the show.
Well, and we were doing something that we had always done. We didn't say like, okay, guys, let's sit and scheme something that'll get people to show up. We were just being ourselves, doing a bit that had
been a bit of ours. We obviously leaned into it because that's what people wanted, but you're right. It was something we had already been doing for a long time. We weren't doing it as regularly as we did the past few months.
Yeah.
But I had already been working on a, since we were going to be off that Friday, I was already just working on a supercut because I was like, oh, it's coming up on end of the year anyways, and we're doing tots. I was going to throw something up during our regular time live. So I had, because that's almost like 8 hours long. It's like 7 hours and 55 minutes or something like that. No justice, no peace. He hates us 20 people. No. That's what I'm saying. I definitely appreciate it.
It's like being an NFL player and then blowing your knee out and realizing, uh-oh, I have to go work at a grocery store.
Yeah, like, you're the grocery store. You 100 people.
There's nothing. The people that have been around, you know we love you, but it's more the feeling of, wow, cool, lots of people like us, and then that gets taken away from us with zero recourse. It has nothing to do with the people that are or aren't there.
Yeah.
It's the lack of recourse. Like, we can't even tell people. We literally can't say, hey, people that were listening to this channel, here's our new channel, because there's no way to, like, do anything.
Yeah. And, but also, I mean, because of that, like I was saying, so I already had that cut, so I was like, oh, you know what? We usually put up a new video on Monday. I'll put this up for at the regular time that we upload or premiere our like shorter clip during Monday. So it'll be live for like 8 hours. Just cause that helps. Like when someone searches, cause like just in case if people are searching, But like the people that showed up and were hanging out, like yeah, like No Justice, No Peace, Max, Eric, Kim, like I'm missing other people, but it was so cool. Like, yeah, like you guys made a big difference. Like that, I really appreciated that.
Well, yeah, seeing a reupload with a bunch of comments of people being like, "Fuck yeah,
yeah,
well, you see like 20 people in there for 7 hours.
Yes, like, yeah, because like, then I while that was playing, I was like, oh, real quick, I threw together just a comp of like all part ones through like August, September, October, and November, and that was like that's like 20 hours or something like that. So, I had the stream up for like 30-something hours. But, yeah, the people that came out and the people that have been just kind of giving some love on the videos and sharing and stuff, like, that definitely means a lot. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, I know that shit's grim right now, but I just want you to know that for the past 15 years, you guys were here before my daughter was, and now I'm just cooking. I look forward to cooking dinner for my daughter while listening to you guys.
I appreciate that.
Hopefully on a Bluetooth headphone. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It sounds dumb, but it's like,
I don't know if you can hear me, but.
No, we can hear you.
It's nice to hear that stuff. It's kind of the idea, like, you know, when you're in a relationship and it's like, we don't say I love you anymore, and it's like, well, that doesn't mean I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
It's nice to hear that stuff because we know all of that sentiment, but
I've never had that in my life.
Oh, well, no. There's this thing that happens when someone loves you.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful. Don't worry. I haven't had it in a decade. So I'm with you, buddy. Gun in my mouth. The one bullet in the chamber. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice to hear this stuff. Out. It's nice to see the comments.
I gotta go.
It's nice to hear you guys say that stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, man.
I'm sorry, I'm cooking a steak and it's burning.
All right, goodbye.
All right, let
make
me
sure it's medium, medium stop. Rare. Yeah.
Wait. Tell us your favorite Jim and Them memory.
Shit.
Hang
on. Puking?
Oh, Chris is puking.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
All right. Later.
Don't look my daughter in the bathtub.
But yeah, I mean, I know a little of it's me being dramatic, and also it's kind of like, it's almost what Mike, you mentioned at the end of the last episode when you were like, oh, Jim's going to say something about ending the show or whatever. But then it was, dude, it was was real.
Remember the Jim before this that was talking about all the other stuff.
Yeah, but it was real just because, again, it was just...
It's discouraging. It was very discouraging. It's hard not to feel discouraging. When you're, like... Imagine you were in the middle of a long task and it just all disappeared. You wouldn't want to finish. You wouldn't want to start from scratch. It's really, really hard to do that. And so it takes the wind out of your sails.
I mean, there were a few things that I guess were kind of blessings in disguise is that, we're already taking Friday off because I was going out of town. Because, if we broadcast Friday, I might have just been really depressed and been like, fuck, we're not doing this.
But said you went to Universal Studios and I went to Disneyland.
But, and then also the fact that we're in the midst of the Tots Turnt
piece of
toy drive. So
can it be?
So I knew either way, like, well, I mean, I have to, like, I'm not going to not, like, we've already started this. Dude. We've made a promise. We're in the midst of doing a toy drive. We're not going to not see that through. So
the
I know
studio
either
could
way,
be on fire and we don't stop the Tots.
I know either way, like, people had already donated and stuff like that. So we're going to see that through regardless. But I was still in my head. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's kind of, I was even like playing this out in my head. I was like, hey, maybe it's kind of poetic that we didn't know we were doing our last episode. I was really like, you know, what a great bookend it would be that we did a power hour and it was a celebration. And little did we know we were celebrating our own funeral.
Out of the power hour, it's you closing a photo album. Next to fire. Grandpa, what are you talking about? What's skibbity?
I swear, skibbity. I was. These were the thoughts going through my head. And yet, but I was keeping an eye on the chat. And I think even on, I think it was Monday night, I came back in the chat because I was decorating a Christmas tree up here. And I was like, you know what, guys? I'm kind of cheering up a little bit. I was decorating a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
You're decorating a Christmas tree. You're like, wow, this is what it's like to decorate a Christmas tree, not as a podcast.
Yeah, no. Well, I was just like, I got to start focusing on other shit, well,
you see,
guys.
Jim started microdosing and he was like, you know what, guys? Maybe everything's all right.
You start going through your taxes and shit. You're like, what the hell?
But hold on, let's take a quick break from this discussion. Let's get into the... Because we did get a bunch of donations over the past 2 weeks. Thank you for the sub, whatever that was. And we got some earlier tonight, but let's just start from the scratch. Actually, the question I need to ask then, do we do the drawing tonight? We have more stuff. We have more Corey prizes coming.
So here's the thing. We always tell people that they can donate through Saturday while we're shopping.
I know, but what I'm thinking is...
Give yourself a nice amount of time to do the math.
But also, maybe we should...
Can it be?
Play a different song now.
Maybe we should award the people that did come through early.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Jim, if you've done the math already, I'm cool with it. I just assumed we were going to do it next week.
I was almost thinking to wait till next week, but actually, Eric, who's so generous, he actually got a bunch of other Corey swag that we can give out as well.
Okay.
So we can do another drawing next week also.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
He apparently got he got the Love Left shorts.
Okay, good.
Although, right. I don't know, unless those are for someone else, Eric, or are you going to send those to us? He also got, there's a big thing I'm not going to say. You probably, by saying that, you probably guess what he got. With that, we'll save. Yeah. But he's got a big thing that's going to be on the way. Jesus. That's going to be awesome.
In quotes.
We'll have to figure something else out for that.
I didn't know that.
But he also got these, like, masks, these, like, Corey. Although, actually, come to think of that, I forgot that I also have a similar thing here.
That last night.
Why did I should have had this right at the end.
Oh,
intro.
Wait, here. I forgot with him, too.
I forgot that's identical to the sticker I use in the group chat of Corey. And then I use it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Look, make them kiss.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Jesus, gay with Corey.
Jim's cheering up already.
Yeah, no, I'm psyched now. How could I ever not do
that's
this?
That's what you were doing at night.
How could I ever not waste every Friday making two people kiss?
Hey, Gino. I hate to break it to Gino fans. He's at TNA tonight, so he's not going to be able to call in.
What the fuck? He's at TNA? Is that still around?
I guess so.
TNA is probably the best it's ever been.
So it sucks ass?
You ever watched TNA, or are you just hating on it?
No, I was going to say the real ones actually say TNA is where it's at.
Yeah.
I've seen AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Hey,
sounds great.
Hey, Jim and them, stop fucking doing a show, you piece of shit.
Bungus.
Dude, wouldn't it? I was thinking about this.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I was in.
Big head mode, Corey.
I was in line for Rise of the Resistance, and I was like, wouldn't it be great if I saw Courtney Feldman in line? And I acted like I didn't know who she was, and I just chatted her up, and then I fucked her. Wouldn't it be funny
I thought you were talking about fucking Corey
if
Feldman.
If I could get revenge on Corey by fucking Courtney Feldman, I'd have to, like, be gay since she's a man. Yeah. But wouldn't that be the greatest revenge?
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. That'd be great revenge. Okay, no, he got the shorts for some other ladies that ordered them. All right, fair enough. He has some other goodies coming your way.
Who did he get those for?
I don't want to know. That's cursed knowledge.
Maybe he's got a girl that loves Corey,
that's
too.
That's cursed information.
He also has a Love Left t-shirt, some other swag, the masks.
Your air conditioner breaks, and you need to burn something to stay warm, any of this will work.
Are those the masks are not from Corey. Like, he just found them on eBay or something like that. Eric, are those masks, are they like those weird... almost like it's like a pantyhose thing you put on your face? Or is it just like a cardboard with a string that wraps around your head?
It's like an Eyes Wide Shut Corey mask.
Let me see. Grant. What up, Grant? Good to see you, buddy. If you're sending a Target gift card, just have it sent to jimandthem@gmail.com.
Grant, if you haven't requested a Christmas card, text me. I almost texted you, but I haven't looked through all the names yet. I didn't remember seeing you.
Yeah, we got Christmas, because the deadline for Christmas cards as well, if you've donated and you're listening, correct, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, I might as well get into it now, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have not, so if you have donated.
What am I doing? I got to
If you are a member of the Patreon, today more or less is the deadline for Christmas cards. So you need to send an email to jimandthem@gmail.com. If you donated, just say what your name is and what you donated, so that we can double check it. And if you're on the Patreon, we already know who you are. So just send an email, have the subject line be Christmas card 2024, have your name, your actual name, and your actual address and format it the way your address should be written on a letter, because some of the Canadian and international addresses are wild, and it's I've had to guess, and I've got stuff just sent back, and I don't want people to not get their cards. But yeah, today is essentially the deadline, because I'm going to be starting on all of that basically on Sunday after we go shopping. So there's very, very little time left.
The shorts are for no justice, no peace. Because we actually, like I said, since we got real catty with Corey, we actually have female listeners. We've like never had female.
I know, well, we've
had like three ladies.
That's why I haven't been posting.
And of course, you know, Eric's that suave fucking personal trainer hunk.
Yeah, he's
so,
a hunk. He's,
oh,
you know,
I'll get you some.
He's a ripped hunk, and he's a survivor, so he's got like a like a sympathetic story that makes him even sexier.
But yeah, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we got a ton of donations. Let me just start from the fucking the jump here. Ryan Rispo, of course. Actually, woo, hold on. Did I have a few
from the group chat? Sorry, Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon doesn't like us anymore. It's all right.
Yeah. We replaced.
I was
with
actually going to message him and ask him for his address.
I already did.
Oh, okay, cool. Ryan Rispo.
What do you say, 7'5 liberal Wayne?
Yeah, is that where he?
But yeah, Ryan Rispo. Shout out.
Hold on. Yeah, we got Max, of course. We got Matt Lawson, Chet Stoller, Josh Gear. We got Eric. We got Paul Aldcott. We got Max again. Colin Johnson, Tony Medea, Andy Lowe, Elizabeth Rickman, Jesse Hennick, Elizabeth Stahl, James Wilson. James Wilson. Mwah, mwah.
That's me.
I meant to reply.
That's
he
me putting his dick
email.
In my mouth. Mwah, mwah.
I meant to reply. He emailed me. I got to reply to him because he's ready. He's ready to go to war for us. And everyone in the chat's ready to go for war for us. We gotta fucking spread the word. We gotta spread the good, the gospel of Jim and them.
Yeah.
Brendan McShane, Vicky Bailey, Paul Clothier. Paul Clothier did not want in on the raffle. Ryan Roush, Andrew Oppenlander, Jason does. Oh yeah, here's where the robot talks to us. And then Jim and Nims.
Jim and Nims.
He says it better than N-Man.
And Nicole Self. Jason Disolniers, Pete Gass, Nick Saito, Max again, Taylor Johnson, Behan, who didn't want me to read his name. I read it, I think, when I was drunk. And then I read his note like a few days later. He's like, please don't read my name. I'm very,
It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Corey got our channel taken down, so no one will hear it.
Yeah, it was just self-conscious. I think I read it wrong.
Actually, really quick.
I think I butchered it.
If you donated and you don't want us to have your address because you're just a cautious person, please still email us and we'll send you an e-card version
that works.
Of the Christmas card.
It's a Trojan horse and we'll get your address that way.
Yeah. Michelle Thomas, Mark McGovern, Taylor Johnson, Kristen, she does not want a part of the raffle. Neither does Andrew Oppenheimer.
Don't worry, we're going to put Kristen in it double.
Yeah.
Max again, Nick Robertson, Elizabeth Stahl again, I believe. Chet Stoller again. Mike, Elizabeth Rickman again. That's Mike Steele, by the way.
Yeah, whoa. That was what I get for. I was proving how easy it was.
Mary Walker, Nikki Coles, Level Up Expo, always coming through. Ooh, every year.
Shit.
Thank you so much, Level Up Expo. Max again, Justin Meese, David Huckabee, Jessica Benson, Chad Daniels, Jeffrey McClure, Sean Camillo, Brandon Ulch, Erica Meehan, Sue Murphy, Bobby Goh, Erica Meehan, Sue Murphy, OG lady Jim and them.
They're one of the, when I thought of ladies, they were the first two I thought
the
of.
The only two.
Well, and Erica's sister Allie.
Who else we got? Who else we got? We got Max again. Evan Coughlin.
I think Allie just got married, by the way. Congratulations,
congratulations.
Allie. Boo!
Aaron Jolie. That's Jeff's sister, right?
Was? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Joel Harkin, Tyler Davenport, Ryan Gonzalez, and then coming in hot earlier tonight, Ashley Fossil, James Jessikowitz. I think I say that wrong. Eric again. Hold on. Let me see if there's a...
Dylan Penisberg. Wait a second.
Don't say my last name.
$1,000. Please don't say my name.
Yeah, I think we got a few coming in hot as well.
Well, and are we
just Max again?
Are we counting the Target gift cards, or are these just the actual
donations? I haven't
gone
to the Target gift
cards. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not even.
Yeah.
We ain't even pissed yet.
Mikey Carbs.
Bottoms.
These are ones that just literally came in. Mikey Carbs, Love Mikey Carbs.
Dude, Mikey Carbs is one of the coolest motherfuckers I've ever met.
Deanna Eck. And then, yeah, what do we got? Target gift cards. Matthew O'Driscoll. Tom Simon himself.
Yes.
Kevin Esquire.
Which, by the way, shout out to O'Driscoll. When we did the Streamathon, he did the murder mystery with us.
Oh, that's right.
And then he stuck around for a little bit and did, were we doing some sort of like, oh, we did the game with Jacob Burrows. And Driscoll yes. helped us do the Harry Potter version.
Yeah, we did the shipping up to Boston game.
Yeah, Driscoll was imperative to that game. So shout out to Driscoll. We had known his name for like a fucking decade and a half.
Douglas DeGritz. I know that's his screen name. I think it's kind of his last name. I'm saying it wrong. We got David. We got Ghostly Squid. We got Douglas again. Joseph Day. Jake and Marissa Perrone. Kevin Christensen. I met Jake and Marissa Perrone. I believe it was in D.C. He was on one of the 9-11 boys trips. Jake Mahoney. Kevin Stevenson. Let's see. Ian. Jacob Burrows. Doug Gerwitz. Kim. Dana Christine. Let me see. Do we get any other
$500
cards?
From Donald T.
we got Grant just coming through with a gift card. So, yeah, I mean, we are... I'll have to see what the final tally is with some other ones coming, but we're already over 5K.
Hell
we're
yeah,
at
baby.
Like 5,100 or something
Fuck
like that.
Fuck yeah.
So let's go. Dude, it's awesome. It's so fucking awesome. Because even
give
like,
a fuck.
I had to.
About the touch drive. He doesn't you guys give a fuck. A fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. Not you. He
doesn't I legit, I'm a big fan of this song. So you open presents on 12/25. Thank the goblin ghoul knows Corey Feldman.
It's because of him that kids have lives. He gave so much. He doesn't have to do too much. He doesn't
Corey
have to help
Feldman. Us. Because, dude, look, this he is... This is already this is already what the wheel looks like. That's how many like entries we have on there.
Holy shit. Because
I couldn't fucking I'm not gonna write all these motherfuckers out.
No.
So we're doing the wheel, baby.
Yeah, we'll do the wheel.
I can't wait. How many of these we got warlocks we gotta give away?
Well, we got one Funko Pop, but we'll have some other stuff to give away next week too.
Okay.
I don't know if I should even say this because maybe it's a bum out. I was testing the wheel, and on that test spin, Ghostly Squid's won.
Why would you say that?
It was a test, though.
Well, to be fair, we do a giveaway. We do a giveaway on our Patreon every month, and we always pick two names, and we say one of them won and one of them didn't win but could have. So that's very much in our wheelhouse is to tell someone that they could have won but didn't.
But
you could have had all this.
Yeah, you could have had this goddamn. Where's the Funko Pop?
To be fair, also, someone used to win that raffle all the time who hates us
now. Yeah, why does he hate us?
I have no idea. He literally out of nowhere disappeared. And
what? Just, ooh.
Kendall.
He unfriended all of us.
He unfriended all of us and stopped listening like out of nowhere without saying
but
a word.
It's funny when people unfriend us and they're still friends with like other listeners.
Yeah. I think it's because we were making fun of another listener that is always like, that's also sort of gay, that's always complimenting him. That's always been my theory.
I thought it would have been the Gay Dudes Rock shirt, but I think he had the Gay Dudes Rock shirt.
Yeah, he loved that shirt.
I'm no, sure I said something.
Yeah, I think it might have been something Jeff said.
If I had to guess, it would be something I said.
I guess I'll have to... All right, we'll give it a little bit. Maybe we'll do the drawing in part two, because that'll give me time...
Well, are we only spinning once?
We could do a couple of test
for the Funko Pop, yeah, we're just spinning once.
I think we spin right now.
But what about... I got to add these new names then.
Then I think we should never spin. No one gets it.
Yeah, you have until part two to get in on the spin, I guess, yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
There's plenty of other prizes if you do that for that.
Oh, there's tons of prizes.
Yeah, we got some other stuff coming.
And again,
who's on the line?
Hi, this is Kendall. I'm a huge Epsler, and I love the Blue Grunge.
Whoa, the Blue Grunge?
No. I mean,
hey, got him.
I mean, to be fair, got him.
I don't hate him, but yeah, I'm just confused. I don't know what happened.
I have zero ill will.
If we
it's
upset
just
him,
weird.
Fair enough. I mean, we weren't trying.
Well, it's
to.
Weird because he was like one of the like big fans.
Yeah,
and
we flew him out twice.
Then disappeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So that's always been confusing. But yeah, reminder to people, the toys, the Get Tots toy drive that we do is a toy drive where we work with the North Las Vegas
Hold
Fire
up real
Department.
Quick. It's Christmas time and we're all got a groove for a minute. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then we work with the North Las Vegas Department, Fire Department, to fill a fire truck with as many toys as we can. They love us. They rely on us because of how big of the contributors we are. If you want to help us, the best part about it is every time you donate somewhere, you have no idea where your money's going. You put money in some Santa's bin, some guy's ringing a bell, you donate to something, you have no clue where your money goes, what it's being spent on, where it's being spent on, even if or when it's being spent. Because so many charities, they're like, oh, yeah, the money that was donated like 5 years ago is actually the money we're spending this year. So you have no clue. But for us, you know that every single penny you donate goes to the amount of money that we are spending tomorrow to buy a shitload of toys for kids in Las Vegas. Jim, turn it up.
Ooh.
A goblin ghoul by the name of Corey Feldman.
We will spend that money on toys for kids. A shitload of toys. Oh, at this point, $5,000 worth of toys. We will then take those toys, give them to the firemen. Those firemen will then contact us about a week later. We will travel around, literally blaring the horns in low-income neighborhoods and hand those toys directly to kids that would not have anything on Christmas.
They did hit me up today. They're doing the blitz on Sunday the 22nd.
Yeah, they actually hit me up the other day. I told them to email you.
Go to low income neighborhoods. We bring out Michael Myers' body.
Yeah.
Bring it to the industrial
grinder.
But it's easy. Them through town.
Any money, any amount of money, $5 that you like would have spent on maybe like two candy bars or a coffee or something. Just don't do that. And it's as simple as doing that. It takes 5 seconds.
Who's on the line?
Hey, I just want to say I was thinking about it, and really, honestly, fuck Kendall, because
come on.
I wanted to be on the show, and I wanted to win that raffle, and I wanted to be flown out, and this fucking guy gets all this shit. He doesn't even donate this year to the fucking Toys for Tots, and he's fucking does an Irish exit, so I'm not going to say fuck him, but he's a huge piece of shit in my heart.
It's
now.
A Grinch move.
I didn't mean to put him on blast. It's just
I'm the one that put
it.
Him on,
right,
on
yeah,
blast.
I couldn't remember.
And for the record, Nick Saito rules.
Yeah, no, Nick rules.
Nick's
a long-time
OG.
Listener.
Nick's
an OG.
A super OG.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know
Nick's dad was a voice actor in the video game Binary Domain, which I had on my top 10 list the year it came out.
Yeah, and I know, like, I did put up, like, kind of a sad-ass post on our Patreon just about, like, when I was pretty bummed out about losing the channel.
Nothing you said there wasn't true.
Yeah.
There was just a little bit, it was a little more open-ended than I think some people were expecting, but I don't think it was unreasonable.
Yeah, it was still kind of where I was at the time.
Yeah.
But real quick, actually, let me go back, because, I mean, I do want to read some of the donations that had some notes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because, yeah, Deanna from earlier, just from earlier tonight, just found you guys a few weeks ago. I'm sad shit's going down the way it is, but get those tots some swag.
Yeah.
So that's Perp in the chat. We got Max, of course. Jim and them will never die. We got James, bye-bye $5 McDonald's meal deal, as Mike brings up.
I'm telling you guys, it's super easy to break it down that way.
Get those from Ryan Gonzalez. Get those tots away from the goblin ghoul. It's your boy, Epsler Fuck. Much love from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah,
podcast
baby.
Podcast dirtbag, baby.
Some of the best waves I've ever surfed on are in Corpus Christi.
Thanks, Epsler Fuck.
Joel Harkin, loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Another old school Joel Harkin.
Oh, my God.
Aaron, Merry Pissmas.
Thanks.
Max, loving the goons, loving the crew. Merry Christmas. Evan Coughlin, happy Tots turn, lads. Sent an email before at the address for the card. I'm in Ireland. Sorry, Mike.
No, I was going to say, thank you, Coughlin, because you were the first one to ever send me your address the way it was supposed to be written out of all those Irish people. There are people writing it in the line, Jim, just in commas. And I was like, how the f-? And there's like, and these addresses are like, a paragraph long, and I'm like, how am I supposed to do these? But my boy Coughlin has never steered me wrong.
You gotta send it by Glimshire by way of Elsinore.
Sue Murphy, I'd love a Christmas card from the best dudes. I think I put her address in.
Yeah, you
the
did.
Email. All right. Jeffrey McClure for the tots. Happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Schmacho. It's a
blessing. Schmaking. All my homies,
my Schmacho. This song's a banger.
You goblin.
You really do listen to these songs a lot, Jim.
Dude, I blast these tunes. David Huckabee, get those tots turned. Hell with the goblin ghoul. Max again, sorry about the YouTube channel, guys. Nikki Coles, love from Nikki Two Dinner Coles. Thanks for always being the best dudes.
Oh, Nikki Two Dinner Coles. That guy is always
Merry Litmus
dinners.
And a Rizzy New Year. Actually, you know how I knew I was bummed out?
How?
Is you guys are sending me not the most recent Rizzler rap, but there was a Rizzler rap before that.
Yeah, right. The Rizmus one.
And I was like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, but that one's good. That's the good one.
No, but when you guys sent time, that, yeah. I was like, who gives a fuck about this?
Yeah, Whoville?
And I think I saw a Costco guy's video, and I was like, not today. Who gives
unsubscribe.
A fuck?
Unsubscribe.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I don't want anyone to get theirs.
Yeah, you retired to your chambers.
There was only one thing that actually started to cheer me up.
And it wasn't the Rizzler?
No, it wasn't the Rizzler. It was, we were talking about it in the group chat.
Is it Indian guy doing something?
No, you know.
That'd
you
be
know
cheering
who
you
it
up.
And it's this specific moment.
I already know what it is.
Hold on. And it's this very specific moment as well.
You'll know it immediately, Jeff.
One sec. I just want to make sure I get it queued up
you're
in
good.
The chat.
When the Great British Baking Show is on, Nikki Coles always talks to me. And so he's great for that. He's extra great for that.
What an incredible song.
Yes. The only thing that like my first laughter after what happened was Dave Blunt's himself.
And then it's just like this fat guy floating through space.
Have you heard the
he's got a giant grin on his face.
Have you heard the crying in the kitchen freezer?
Honestly, this is all I've heard, and it was mostly just that one line. Because I saw before I saw this, I saw people sharing his like Juice WRLD set where he's like sitting down in a couch like with oxygen
with
or whatever
mask on
and I was like, all right, I don't know what this is all about, and then once I heard this I saw just this clip.
Yeah. Bad habits, and I love all my niggas, but I promise I'm not a faggot. Hey.
He's got this giant grin, like not a fake grin, like a hat, like true happiness grin.
And for those listening at home, he's 5,000 pounds.
Yeah, he's so
like
fat.
At least 500 pounds.
Well, and right after he says that, it's like a CG video of him flying through the fucking the sky.
Yeah, he's always sitting, and yeah, it's him flying
like,
through the sky.
He looks like Violet from fucking Willy Wonka.
I'm sitting in a hotel room, my fiance's sleeping, and I'm on my phone.
And you're like,
and dude. I'm
dude, I love that
back
text.
Tears.
Jim sent the text saying, "I'm trying hard, super hard not to wake up my girlfriend, or I'm trying hard not to wake up Stella while I laugh at racist memes."
Yeah, it was this and racist memes that were bringing me back.
Yeah, this and that.
He's so happy about it.
This and that meme where it's the smoke detector, and it's like a UFO chasing like tribesmen. Have you seen that one?
Wait, which one?
Like a good racist meme. It's the smoke detector.
You know what? We just got a brand new YouTube channel. Maybe we don't talk about our favorite racist memes.
It's a bunch of
memes.
Tribesmen running away from like a smoke detector. Yeah, do the crying in my kitchen freestyle within the first 30 seconds. It's the craziest.
All right, let me find it. Hold on.
It's probably just the first thing for Dave Blunt's because it's most of it's as ridiculous as that.
But I just love how happy he is about
he's
that.
Smiling.
And he promises.
It should be the first one.
I think Cups is now the first one. Or the Cups
now
the first
one. Oh, Crying in the
one.
Kitchen, though. If you put Crying in the Kitchen. Oh, yeah, that one right there at the bottom.
This one?
The blue one, yeah. Worth it.
I think this is something I kept seeing on my timeline, but I kept scrolling by it. I was like, I'm not listening to this.
No, you
it's because
you
I wasn't. Was- You well, the reason why is because I wasn't meant to hear it.
His grandma made him that suit because it's the only thing big enough for him.
But see, the thing is, I wasn't meant to hear him yet. I was meant to hear him exactly when I did hear him. It's like It's like when Gandalf's like, I wish when I'm Frodo, like, I wish the ring had never come to me. And Gandalf's like, okay. So do Wait. All who live to see such times. Hold on, I'll take it back.
Okay. Well, you're about where you need to be. You'll see the peak. You're where you need to be. She tell me she got a new nigga and his name is Julian. Give a fuck about her new nigga. I'm just trying to get my check bigger. Niggas hate on me because I'm a fat nigga. I don't give a fuck because I'm a bitch getter. Got a white bitch, she a wrist slitter. Got Jewish money, nigga, fuck it. Don't let Seth Tobin be your babysitter. Because I heard that nigga was a kid diddler. Yeah, I heard that nigga was a pedophile. Take away all the kicking. He really hits a hard R.
Yeah.
Very hard. And it makes me laugh every time.
I think people just, I think people enjoy that he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, he mentions people by name, and then they're like on Twitter, like, that's my me.
To me, it's like the.
How did anyone ever suck his dick?
It's the split between his face and the silly grin and the absolute bonkers shit that he's saying.
Yes.
If it was just anyone saying that, it wouldn't be as funny as a guy that looks like him with the big goofy grin, who's also the fattest man in the world, saying it. That's
hey, not me, because I'm a fat hard R.
Yeah, but it also gets
boom, 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 boom,
boom, five big booms.
Well, I saw recently people were posting, we don't have a great fat rapper for this new generation.
Yeah, that's true.
Even like if you give Rick Ross the pass for the last generation.
Yeah,
because
now everyone's getting zempied up anyways.
The 80s, everyone was a fat rapper. But no, Dave Blunt's is the future.
Yeah, no, I love me some Dave Blunt's.
Yeah, you're right. Dave Blunt's won't disappear in a week.
Disappear? Maybe decompose like a whale on the beach. They have to blow him up.
he's fucking Death Stranding.
I'm telling you, Dave Blunt's is my Gandalf.
Yeah, he's my Balrog.
Give a fuck about her new nigga. I'm just trying to get my check bigger. Niggas hate on me because I'm a fat nigga. I don't give a fuck because I'm a bitch getter. Got a white bitch, she a wrist slitter. Got Jewish money, nigga, fuck it. Don't let Seth Tobin be your babysitter. Because I heard that nigga was a kid diddler.
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga.
Fucking
you know nothing about that.
You know what's funny too? His voice is so high because there's just a layer of fat on his larynx, I think.
I think that's why like fat guys get high voices.
Well, he's also got like hardcore auto-tune. So yeah. Who knows what he actually sounds like.
Death of auto-tune, Dave Blunt's, he ate it. He ate auto-tune.
We love Dave Blunt.
My boy ate.
When people were dropping Rizzler raps, I was like, no thanks.
Yeah,
thanks, but no thanks,
I love Rizzler, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love the Rizzler, but I am not.
But I promise I'm not a... Hey! fuck, what were we talking about before
Rizzmus was good, though. I'm sorry that you were sad.
Well, that we'll get into. That was later.
Well,
we
there's a lot of whoever the fuck that other guy is, probably his cousin.
The other, because there was the one when he was around the Christmas tree or whatever.
Yeah.
That
one's not as good as
the
RCA.
I'm sure it's fine. It's just at the time I was like, yeah, what are we doing here? Are we still fucking doing this? And I'm the biggest RZA champion you'd ever find. Ever. Ever.
You're the biggest Costco guys.
I'm both. I both. Try me. Try me. Quiz me right now.
What's the wrestler's real name?
I dare you. Christian.
When we shared that Rizzler song with you, what was the first thing you said?
I said,
fuck this.
I said, fuck this bullshit. All right, what the fuck are we doing right now?
That's more of a quiz on himself. The Jizzler.
Wait, hold on. Dave Blunt's making a song live in the studio.
It's just him eating a burger.
I don't know. I haven't. Someone mentioned it in the chat. I haven't seen it though.
Ooh, who fucking cares?
What do you mean, Dave Blunt?
I care. He's my fucking Gandalf. On the.
Yeah. And I don't want you to leave me. Yeah. And I don't want you to leave me.
He's smoking a Marlboro Red.
And I don't want you to leave me.
Because he's
down to the filter.
He's trying not to eat too much. This is what it's like to give him head.
He looks like Clayface. Looks like the Batman villain Clayface. But after, like, Batman hit him with something to make him where he can't, like, keep his composition.
Choose your fighter. Dave Blunt's or fucking Badlands Chugs.
Oh, same guy. They've never been seen in the same room.
Badlands Chugs can move.
I might have to go Badlands.
I've never seen Dave Blunt in a different outfit. Why are we watching this?
I don't know. Apparently, he starts to cry. I don't know.
Whoop.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's just so many of him just in the studio. But anyways, we get it.
He should keep his head
shut. Stuck in the studio. Door won't fit.
He had that.
Getting cut.
It's so funny because I didn't hear about it. I've never even heard about him at all. But he's just already playing shows. I did see because there was some live video where I guess Snoop Dogg was talking shit. Because he was like, does anyone else care that I'm sitting down while performing? And everyone's like, no, in the crowd. And he's like, yeah, get off my dick, Snoop Dogg. And then there's a video of Snoop Dogg watching it. And he's like, all right, man, fair enough.
Hey, Snoop Dogg's cool about it. I mean, the reason he's kind of viral is because Snoop Dogg was like watching a video of him doing that.
Oh, is that what
and
it was?
That's why the second video. But that's funny that Snoop Dogg was like, all right.
Because let me see. Oh, actually, this might be it, actually.
Oh, Snoop Dogg responds, yeah. Because he does have an air tank.
In the Chicago, do y'all have a problem with me sitting down on a stage? Yeah. Exactly. Get the fuck off my dick, Snoop Dogg.
I bought her a chain. Hanging out with all my friends.
That was funny. Go ahead, little homie. I mean, big homie. Do your thing, cuz. I ain't fucking with you. Have your fun.
Hanging out with all my friends.
Yeah, who's Snoop Dogg to critique anyone anyways?
Yeah, he's the biggest.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the best response.
That is a good I do appreciate his response. Let me see. What's going on with our fucking boy? Our fucking, real life enemy now, though.
Oh, yeah, Corey Blunt.
Yes. Like, we thought it was just jokes before. Now it's, like, real enemy. Like, we went and got our...
Whoa. I want to throw this out there because I was thinking about it. We're just assuming it was Corey in the same way that Heather Don May assumes that everything that happened to them
is not.
Us.
How would it not be, though?
I'm just saying it's funny.
Even if it's not... I mean, obviously, I don't think it's directly him. No. But
it is funny that she assumes everything is us, even though it's not us, and now we're pretending to assume that everything is him.
It's just real, recognize real. Like, we're not going to pussyfoot around this goddamn shit. We went to get our pictures taken with Santa last night. We brought our Corey, our new Corey face.
He pretended to know who Corey was.
Yeah. Well, and he was like, how do you guys know him? And I'm like, he's our enemy. Yeah. But I'm being dead serious. No, he's our fucking enemy, guy.
Well, and
don't you understand?
Yeah, he's suing us.
And Santa did confirm that he's on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let me see.
And we saw a girl with, we weren't sure if she had the right amount of downs where it was legal.
Yeah, we weren't sure.
She either had a weird lisp or she had, like, the no face downs.
I couldn't tell if she was half Asian or had downs.
Because she didn't have the face.
She had the,
but she kind of had the voice.
She had that mouth, though. That down.
Yeah, what's that? Show us what that mouth did.
That big tongue, dude.
She was very nice.
Yeah.
Hey. Jim, by the way, I love the choice of the hands clasped on the knee.
Oh,
I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting really to cute. Mention that. It's a very deliberate and appreciated choice.
Yeah,
hold on.
That's
I'm
good
trying
stuff.
To pull it up for the chat here. I mean, people may have seen it, but since we're doing the. Since we're still in the midst of the Tots turn, yeah. I'll pull it up to share with the Chizat.
We told Santa we have all our N words, but we're not F slurs.
And then and then Santa started floating through the sky.
he started flipping around
in the clouds.
There we go.
Hell yeah! Look at us! Come on.
Look at us. Why would you want to kick these guys off of YouTube?
Well, I made the joke last night. You know that meme where everyone's like, when you're mad at me, this is who you're mad at?
Yes.
When you're mad at us, you're saying you hate us? That's who you hate.
Yeah. How can you hate these guys? Look at them. Just some Christmas-loving fools. Harmless. They should have a YouTube channel with 1 million subscribers.
They should never have... They should have their YouTube channel taken away 4 times.
Yeah. Nah, man. But then it still keeps creeping back in my head. I'm like, you know what? People got Kill Tony. They don't need Jim and them. People got friggin' two bears in a cave or whatever the fuck.
Two bears, one cave, kill Tony.
No, I'm serious. Who needs this shit? Who needs us?
The Nelk Boys.
Wow, how did you turn the corner this
Barstool
hard?
Barstool
Big
Cat.
You got your lemon parties. Lemon parties is the new gym in there.
You just spent the last hour not being this guy.
Nelk Boys, No Jumper. All these things.
Yeah, who needs Jim and them?
Who needs Jim and them when we have No Jumper?
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
The Quickie Mart is real.
I'm the one saying, I do.
Oh, you know what is great now? Is they're at the Twitter's at that point where you could view people that blocked you's tweets. So I don't have to go under a different account anymore.
Oh, hell yeah.
To go under Corey's. Corey does have, I mean, I haven't had a chance to look into some of his garbage. But he does have some sort of movie or something coming out.
Ooh, a teaser for a brand new film? Hashtag
it's called Going Viral.
That's the name of it. Okay.
Yeah, hashtag Going Viral.
Who's on the line?
I just got to say, man, I need Jim and them.
Aw. Thank you, Tony Hinchcliffe.
I need you, Tony Hinchcliffe.
All right. The best fucking podcast of all time.
I need Tony Hinchcliffe to... I'm going to be down on all fours. And he's going to fuck me in the ass. But Jim's going to be like standing on my back, but facing like behind me. And then he's going to be getting his dick sucked by Tony while Tony fucks me. But then Jeff's going to be behind Tony fucking Tony.
This is a similar thing that you'll hear about in our second Christmas movie commentary that's going up on our Patreon.
I think this was the most cohesive... breakdown, though.
Yeah, no, you're lost in the sauce. It's simpler, but basically, well, who's fucking who? Tony's fucking you.
Yeah, I'm down on all fours, getting fucked in the ass.
Yes,
and then you,
Jeff's fucking him in the ass while he fucks you in the ass,
and then you're standing on my back because that means that your dick is right in Tony's face, so he can suck your dick while he fucks me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And you're going. On Mike's back.
Do you have your board shorts down?
Your big hog poking out? Your big pecker in the Tony Hinchcliffe's
mouth? Oh, my God. It is Friday the 13th, even.
Oh, is it?
Dude, have you ever...
We're back. Jim and them behind.
Have you ever heard the Halloween song, the Halloween theme played in major instead of minor?
No.
It sounds like Christmas music.
Ooh.
Dun, dun,
I like
dun,
that.
Dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun,
play it. Hold
on.
Like, after this. But do you think this is just like one of those low-rent, like documentaries about like Corey becoming like viral?
I think
after
it's
his
supposed
clip.
To be an actual. I don't think it's a documentary. Maybe it is. I feel like it's supposed to just be some low rent movie. We have to go back and watch
19 seconds.
Actually, what's the name of that? Because I feel like was that trailer you sent recently, Jeff, in the group chat? It's that old movie that looks like a shot on a camcorder
with him?
Corey Feldman in it.
Fuck.
Because I feel like we watched it back in the day on the show. Well, I'll find it. Let's watch this first. I'll find it after. But happy Friday, folks. I have a very special teaser trailer for a brand new family film I have coming out to streaming platforms across the globe. This month, I'll be back with a full-length trailer on Sunday night, Monday a.m. But for now, enjoy the quick clip. That's a hashtag 80s era, hashtag throwback.
Oh, no way.
Hashtag going viral. Guess I should have said happy Friday the 13th, folks.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Corey. That's
it's literally nothing. Yeah, okay.
December 20th.
It's coming next week, and this is the teaser?
Okay, I guess we could just watch it live on the show.
Yeah, because it's fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking nothing.
What was that other movie, though, that he was in? What's great is because we need to find that movie, because he plays, like, a weirdo, like, old creepy guy that, like, is trying to hook up with, like, high school or college girls or something like that.
Bill Belichick?
At least Bill Belichick, they're in their 20s.
Well, and he's owning it.
Oh, yeah, he don't care.
That dude doesn't give a fuck.
Hold on. I meant to pull it up, but then I forgot about it till just now.
I don't remember seeing it.
Oh, Jeff's... Well, because It did just look like some weird video, but then I watched. I was like, oh, yeah, Corey Feldman's in it.
Ooh, Kate Upton's in it.
I can't think of what it was now.
Shit. Yeah, maybe I'll have to find it during break. Because he's in so much garbage, it's hard to really nail it down. It's not the Six Degrees of Hell. It's not. Wait, is it? Oh, this might be it. Is this it?
How much garbage is in our
dude, he's
group
in
chat.
So much. No, I'm on his IMDb because there's no way I'll be able to find it on the group chat.
I thought you were trying to scroll through our group chat.
No, there's way too much garbage there.
So wait, I posted this in the Discord?
No, you posted it in the group chat.
Okay, Jesus.
AKA the poop chat.
Oh, wait, this must be it. Hold on, I think I found it. All right, yeah. Hold on, let me pull up the trailer.
Okay, I'm excited to see this. I don't think I
recall sending this. Maybe I was in a stupor.
Were you in a stupor, Murph?
No, that's not it. No, it's an older one.
It's so funny that it doesn't come.
Yeah, no, it doesn't come up as the top one because it's such
it's
a fucking.
Way behind.
It's such a nothing.
What was the year it came out? Hold on. It came out in 2009. Maybe I'm not even going to be able to find it.
Also, all the videos are just how to hook a trailer up.
Well, the character trailer. Is this? Here's the movie. Yeah, Dante Hicks is in the movie as well.
Oh.
Unless Rispo shared it in the group chat, but I thought it was Jeff.
Deleted scenes.
Why is there no trailer?
Yeah, here's deleted scenes.
Oh, there it is. Hooking up character. Oh, that's a character trailer. They're all character trailers.
Well, is this the Corey character?
What the fuck are you doing hanging out with all these high school chicks all the time? First of all, high school girls are fucking hot.
I remember sending this.
Secondly, they love fucking older guys.
Yeah, he's like a rapey guy.
Ryan, what's up?
I was just thinking you could come over and give me a blowjob. This shit is my life. You're just gonna have to fucking deal with it.
Whoa! His coke.
I got drugs to do and people not to see, like you.
So really, it's just his
it's
real
just
life.
Him. Yeah, it's just him.
It's the real him.
Seems cool. Honestly.
It's the behind the closed doors version of Corey. He doesn't want the
That's
world
the coolest
to know.
That's the I've ever seen him act.
Who's on the line?
Oh, Jim and them.
Hey.
Oh my God. Oh, it's back. Oh, I'm so happy.
Are you coming?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jim and them. Oh, I'm almost arrived at my destination.
Yeah, you get there.
Jim, I think this guy's coming.
You get there, pal.
Yeah, I believe in you. You
He's
can
got
do
a
it.
License to drive.
You can
let's,
do it.
Let's go, Daddy.
Do it,
this
Daddy.
This isn't a license. This isn't a license to come. It's a license to live. Oh, boom.
Hey, give
boom.
Me that.
Boom.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, dude.
That cum truck, it's five big booms for me.
I am elated that the channel is back.
Well, a channel
yeah,
has been made.
A channel's back.
A channel. Even if every video could be brought back, one thing I'm going to miss is the classic comments.
Yes, there were some good ones. All gone to fucking internet history, just pissed away
bye-bye.
By Google.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
I wonder what Heather Mae Dawn's thinking.
Now
I wonder if she's kicking her feet right now.
Honestly, one of the things that annoyed me the most is I was like, they're probably so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was because someone even mentioned they were like, you should check his social media to see if he's gloating. I'm like, I know he won't. But like,
well, the only
I
one he
reading...
would be is about our commentary on his doc.
Yes.
The idea that got taken down seems like something he would celebrate.
Yeah. It was like one of the first things I put back up to.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm putting this back up.
I was in the middle of watching that.
Oh,
when it happened.
Oh, really? Yeah. I got a few messages like that. Yeah. So, of course.
Yeah.
They fucked us.
I was the comment on Instagram I left explaining that I was showing my brother all the videos. Because I was a big fan. I'd already seen every video. And they were starting to get into it. And we were right in the middle of the My Truth one. We went to dinner. Got back. I opened up YouTube. Went to home. It should say, like, continue watching. And it wasn't there. And I was like, stupid thing. Doesn't remember. Which happens. Then I went to the history and it wasn't there. And I'm like, okay. Immediately, I was like, oh, no. Going to the worst idea that had been taken down. But I was like, that's stupid. That'll never happen.
Yeah.
What a coincidence that as soon as I put them on, that it goes away.
Yeah.
But nope, it did.
We're trying to rebuild, so I appreciate you finding us. So thank you for a certain... Because I know how the internet is most people are just like, well... Here's the thing I liked. It's not there anymore. Here's some other thing I
like. Sometimes things you do like, you just fall out of a rhythm.
Exactly.
And then like 2 months later, you're like, oh shit, I like that. Why haven't I listened to that?
Some other guy uploaded once and you just forgot about it.
Some other guy had like a long boy, he calls it.
Oh,
all your stuff. And that was 7 years ago. And I was just putting that on for days.
You know, it's funny. For a bit of time. I thought this was Jams. Mm-hmm. It's funny that
I thought it was Jams for a second.
I thought
too.
This was Jams. Jams is the one that does the long boys, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You sound just like him, for the record.
Yeah, you gotta sound like him.
Well, that's very nice.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks for coming, dude.
I actually am him. I'm actually I'm Jams actually.
Well, thanks for coming.
Internet celebrity ripoff celebrity who takes your videos and reuploads them.
Oh shit.
Well, hey, thanks for coming hard.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm kind of on Pulse Net Clarity. I think I don't like you guys anymore.
Don't worry, you'll get horny again.
Yeah. The second your dick gets hard, who's gonna be crawling back to us?
All I have to do is think about Courtney's man nipples.
All right, thanks for calling, bro.
Yeah, cool.
Like get out. He won't go.
All right,
I don't love you anymore.
Yeah, like he won't go.
See you later, dude.
All right, there he goes. All right, yeah. This is the movie Hooking Up the trailer. Featuring Corey Feldman as the wacky, creepy rapist guy.
So what happened last night?
What? I just hooked up with a few people.
You could paint my dick pink if you want, as long as it's getting a little attention from a girl.
We're not all as perverted as you are. I'm rocking the
suburbs. Where's Caroline?
Yeah, I remember rocking the suburbs.
Yeah, by Ben Folds. Yeah, this is just a movie trailer you put Ben Folds in.
Here we go. Here's Corey.
What are you doing hanging out with all these high school chicks all the time? First of all, high school girls are fucking hot. Secondly, they love fucking older guys.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like I'm missing out. I don't even want to be a virgin anymore. So just...
And here I am. I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to get us taken down again for fucking sexual content or some bullshit. Some dumbass trailer.
Watching a
that's
YouTube
been on
trailer, yeah.
YouTube for 16 years.
Take it to the next level. It seems so slutty.
I am not a slut. I am just popular. Get over it.
It would be really hot to have some chick with some physical deformity where she had 2 vaginas.
Do you mind?
I think
Dante Hicks.
Saturday detention would do you a world of good. No. No, that would not do me a world of good. I have rights.
You know, my parents are going away this weekend.
Like worse
I was
than
thinking
our
about having a little
from
gathering.
From the beginning.
Yeah,
when we did whole songs in the special.
It literally it looks like they were just using a camcorder. It's weird.
It's clearly
to think,
video. Yeah.
Is it just confidence that you're like, hey, Corey Feldman, come be in my film, and he's like, all right, I'll do it. Hey, Dante Hicks, come be in my camcorder movie.
Have you ever heard of a rainbow party?
What is that, some sort of gay thing?
A rainbow party is where a bunch of girls get together and they put on different colored lipstick. Then they take turns going down.
These presentations are due Monday. I hope you've been using your time here wisely.
Thank you.
They're in college?
You have to go after the
Yeah, they're in college, but I guess they're going to fuck high school girls.
Hell yeah.
Or they're just hooking up with it. It's a classic sex comedy romp throwback.
Yeah, you don't even think about the ages. It's just the idea that you know that they're young people getting horny.
One guy, you know that.
Well, no, but he does specifically call out, because they're like, "Why are you hooking up with high school chicks?" And he's like, "High school chicks love
tighter,
older dudes.
The younger the girl, the tighter the pussy.
High school girls hate lips. That's why they love me."
Oh yeah, Balky's in it.
Oh what?
Any idea what could happen to me if anything?
She fucks Balky.
The guy from fucking Clerks.
Diggy Hot Gold Lips, baby.
I said Dante Hicks.
Oh, he said Dante like 4 times.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
You only ever want to spend time with me when we're having sex. Once that's done, you always make me leave. It's like you don't even really like me.
Dirty little slut.
Are those your girlfriends? I have the same pair.
Dirty little slut.
You know Corey's only in this movie for like probably 10 minutes, but it's going to be, it's an amazing 10 minutes.
All of it's in the trailer.
It's an amazing 10 minutes, but what are the chances we could even find this movie? Like, this is probably not available,
impossible,
right?
Yeah, no. Do you see how hard it was to find the trailer?
I don't think I will ever fully understand what goes on in here.
You're fucking cheating on me. It's right here.
I love you. What are you talking about?
You're a fucking little slut. Get the fuck out of my house.
Did he kill her?
The shit is my life. Oh, hell yeah. You tell her, man. This is guy time.
Kind of like that guy.
It's not pimping hoe time.
I am going to go out that door. I'm going to go home, watch Jeopardy, and not go to jail.
Sweetheart, are you home?
Must be at the library.
Where did you learn to fuck like that?
MTV.
MTV. Oh, a music video.
And I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I have this rare condition where...
God, two twats.
Oh, no way.
What does she have?
Two vaginas.
Just two vaginas. Because that's what he was saying. Imagine having someone with two vaginas.
Oh.
Remember earlier? Remember a minute ago? Yeah. Remember 1 minute ago in the trailer?
Not really.
So if you're listening, find us hooking up. Find us the film Hooking Up with featuring Corey Feldman. We need to watch it. I'm sure it's as good as Busted. It's weird to think he has a string of like sex movies for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He started doing Skinamax or like he started doing weird like Busted. We just had to turn off because it was it was literally
it was
just
so bad.
Just it was really bad, but it also was just like a softcore Cinemax movie. We're like, there's no point watching this.
Yeah, it was.
We're just gonna all start
bad.
Jerking each other hard. Off. Yeah,
yeah. All of us are sitting there with raging, humongous boners, and we couldn't do anything about it but make bad jokes. Donate to the Tots Get Turnt toy drive.
Yeah. What is funny, though, thinking, too, is how, like, if I am, when I'm reaching out to YouTube and I'm like, review the channel, you're not going to find it. And they just watch it, and I'm like, we talk shit and say retard. Now give us money.
But, hey, we want other people to be able to say retard without feeling bad about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
So give us $5. We're going to buy tons of toys tomorrow, so, and you're going to feel great. You're going to watch the video of us doing it, and you're going to really that's what always happens every
actually,
year.
We should maybe try to stream a little, too, so
we
keep
always
an eye on the channel.
Yeah, watch the channel, because we always try to do some live stuff, but every year, Jim puts up a video afterwards, and everyone's like, holy shit, I'm actually watching the thing I contributed to, and then we always have an episode afterwards where we talk about what it was like when we went around and actually handed out the toys. And you're going to feel such a sense of pride. And all you have to do is spend 7 seconds giving us $5, and you get to feel this like amazing ownership of something.
Ooh, the chat's saying it's on Roku and Tubi.
Yeah, but
Vudu.
Roku's essentially impossible, though. I had to pirate that Weird Al movie because it was easier to do that than to watch it on Roku.
But make sure, is it Hooking Up? Is it... Because there's a more recent Hooking Up, or is it this one with Corey Feldman?
Yeah, it's Hooking Up, what, 2004?
It must be, I guess.
Or 2008, not 2020.
Oh, it's on Fandango? I guess it's everywhere. Man, you could watch this wherever you... Well, let me make sure.
Yeah, it's only on gas station TVs where you're filling up.
Yeah. Oh, an overly loud jump scare TV.
Okay,
whenever
here it is. All right, good call. Thank you, people. We'll have to take a look. We need to see... Some of these, this awesome movie. It's got 15%.
We already saw the movie. The trailer was one of those movies.
There's gold in those hills, Mike.
No.
There's gold in those hills.
No.
There's so many Corey drops we could pull from that movie about how he loves coke.
Everything.
And he loves drugs.
Every scene he was in is in that trailer.
I love that people are sending me the link. Now, we're watching it, Mike. Are you new? Are you new here, Mike?
No.
This is your first day?
All I'm saying
is, do you not know what we do around here?
I know what we do, but there's so many other options than this.
You know what? You get to watch your Reacher that you love so much, and then we get to watch Hooking Up.
Yeah, I'm the big Reacher guy.
Yeah, it's called compromise. It's the Pillar of any
good relationship.
Hip-hop.
Oh, no. Eric bought the DVD.
Dude, Eric.
We can sign it and give it away.
Eric is too
guys. Stuff the second
we can't
say
just
it.
Keep pretending that giving people garbage is something that's good.
No, it's fun.
Yeah,
people love
donate,
it.
Donate.
I swear to God, there are people that were excited to join the Tots Turnt so they could try to win a Corey Feldman Funko Pop signed by your
spin
boys.
The wheel.
Who's on the line?
Who's on today?
Yo, I just wanted to say that might be Corey's best role, bro.
No, absolutely. I think it's a hidden gem. I mean, I see.
Yeah, we're already calling
it. Jim has seen is one bad trailer, and he's ready to call it a hidden gem.
No, but he's played himself. It's the only time he's ever been honest.
No. Yeah, exactly. There's no acting there. That's him.
Yes. This is stuff that needs to be unearthed, because there are other channels that do Corey Feldman stuff, but I don't think I've seen anyone calling out this film, and this seems like gold to really put this guy out there so people know who he really is.
Exactly.
Yep.
I just wanted to say, yo, I've been watching since like 2017.
Oh,
love
thank
the
you.
Show. Love the love everything. Skibbity Riz, gay Trump. Good night, y'all.
Thank you.
What an insane statement to make that 100% has to do with us.
it's so funny to hear that when someone's like, oh man, your show's so great, I love it so much. Skibbity Riz, gay Trump.
Love you guys, you're the best.
Well, dude, I was cracking myself up so much making the intro video with some of the with the AI clips I was making.
Oh, dude,
because
so
I was
funny.
Like, because I was laughing. I mean, I was laughing at just the ideas, but then I was just laughing at the idea of like, it was a weird, it was, you know, again, talking about how like bummed out I was about losing the channel. It was just a nice reminder of this like strange little world we've built, because it's like the way it just happens to work out, like these running storylines that we have of how Bupac, like we love Bupac Shakur and Bupac. I was like, this plays in perfect. We have all our Corey stuff that we've been doing, and now Bupac can come in and save the day.
Well, it's funny because I was going through the email collecting addresses and tagging things to make sure I didn't lose anything. And I saw one of the emails where one of those clips got sent, and I saw it in the email. And I'm like, the fuck is this? Oh, well, I'm sure it's just some nonsense that means nothing. And then when I saw it in the video, I'm like, oh, how what a fool I was.
Let's see. Wait, hold on. 2024 year-end surprise. Yeah, we need to see how this new hooking up, no, this new going viral movie compares to his old hooking up film. 2024 year-end surprise, going viral. Brand new movie coming soon. This one is for the kids, big kids, 80s fans, and new kids on and off the block might enjoy a surreal retro futuristic adventure that merges the past with today's AI. Read all about it here. Someone says, were you born a girl? I know Drew Barrymore was born a boy and you two dated or trauma bonded. You were inverted as a child prepared. Why would he reply to this,
well,
by the way?
This is one of those, like, this is why we get a bad rep, is we clown on Corey, but then there's these dummies that just, like, say dumb shit straight to him.
I love this guy that said this to him, because I can't believe he even replied. Like, just don't reply to this. You were inverted as a child prepared for the limelight. Hashtag you got me, blew my cover, damn it. Guess I better join La Cage of Follies and get my Victor/Victoria act brushed up.
Gotcha.
Thank God we have people like you to educate the masses, LOL.
Damn, he fucking tore that guy a brand new asshole. Fucking destroyed him. Whoa, is Corey wearing a do-rag with a hat on it?
Yeah, of course he's covering up. He's not wearing his wig, so he has to wear a do-rag while he's out
the
and about.
Do-rag hat combo.
I guess the past the gravy pod wants to get Corey on. You know what? This just reminded me. Who needs Jim in them? Past the gravy pods out there. Okay. They got 1,700 followers.
Yeah, we have way more followers.
Maybe. Solve the world's problem and answer all the questions that you don't have, the gravy gang. So they don't need us.
They don't need us, Mike. That's not a real pod. They had like one retweet on that thing.
Jim, my arms are so tired from dragging you out of this muck over and over.
I guess they took pictures of him out and about, whatever. They always got eyes on me. People always ask why I still need security everywhere I go. You never know who's lurking and watching with no privacy. It can be scary as AF when you go to a low-key spot and still got peeps in the bush.
I love peeps in the bush.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's my favorite Christmas treat.
Yeah. Hey, kids, come on in. Your mom made peeps in the bush.
Yeah, I know. I'm catching up on his stuff. I couldn't even look at Corey's stuff. It was like when everything reminds me of her. I was going through a breakup. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, everything reminds me of her.
This piece of shit that got us shut down.
What is? Let me see. What's the thing about going viral? Is it? It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Oh, what's the deal with this, Jim? What's the deal with this? The first thing we see is Corey Feldman wearing a samurai outfit and a windbreaker.
It's a retro futuristic time travel adventure, it looks like. Who made it?
It's a bunch of fucking nobodies.
Vincent Venturio.
Yeah, it's just, it's clearly some, if this is the modern version of his old low budget movie. The thing we just watched, this is
why I wanted to compare it to that.
This is 2024.
This is
hooking
the 2024.
Nothing against hooking up.
Hold on. Look at that screenshot. You're not interested?
Looks with the incredible. Max Headroom one here?
Yeah, isn't that him? Oh, it's not him.
That's not Corey.
No, it's like a Max Headroom take.
Fuck,
yeah,
I thought it was blonde Corey.
There's Corey up here, though.
If you look at Hooking Up, if that was just a real movie, it would just be a real movie, but it looks like shit. This is just going to be that for some other piece of shit.
Yeah, fair enough. But that's what's great. That's what that's where I want to live. That's where I want to be. Geeky high school computer nerd who finds himself gaining popularity due to the digital machinations of an artificial intelligence called Mr. Viral, played by Louis Leibovich. He makes a Faustian arrangement with Mr. Viral, but the gifts come at a price, forcing Beckett to fight for his freedom and save a friend on a Tron-like virtual grid.
You can't say both that you make a Faustian arrangement and then say they come at a price. That's implied by saying your Faustian arrangement.
Methinks this sounds like a Shakespearean jaunt.
Yes.
A Faustian arrangement with one Mr. Viral?
That's my New Yorker review of the trailer, the 19-second teaser. No, he was a comic about a pig.
So it's basically just like Tron, because they go to a Tron world and then they meet Corey Feldman there somewhere. But it's an AI. It's an AI Tron.
What? So it's called what? Badass Tron? Because you get to go to Tron and meet Corey Feldman. Is it called Tron for guys?
They're calling it an indie version of Ready Player One.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Another film to throw on the old watch list, Mike.
They're saying it's Hot Tub Time Machine-esque.
Why would they not? If it's coming out next week, you don't put just the small teaser a week before.
There's a trailer. Well, no, there's no trailer.
Because it's so small.
The
no
trailer's
one,
on Monday.
It doesn't matter how much you put out there. If it's this small, no one's going to fucking see it anyway except what Corey does. So you basically just say, Corey, please put anything out there so anyone knows about it.
Ready Player Me.
But it is, it's funny, when I did look at his Twitter earlier in the week, you know how you can read text and like add your own spin to it? I was just throwing my own this is his smug victory lap here.
Yeah, this is
it's like that Walter White gif, like the moment from Breaking Bad where he's like, this is all about me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This is all about me, isn't it?
It's the other Walter White griff, but you're Hank on the bath, the toilet, looking at the tweets. You're looking all hazy, passing out.
Now, they say it's on streaming platforms. Do you think it is streaming somewhere, or do you think it's available to purchase and then stream?
Oh, going viral?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be available to purchase first, but... Yeah. I don't think you have to wait much longer for it to just be available to stream, probably on Tubi or one of those.
Or maybe they just put it out, no one gives a shit, and it disappears forever.
Yeah, true. It is funny that a lot of people do just shit on him right to his face on his social media.
Fuck you. Please send a DM.
Well, people didn't like that people didn't like that he made this big thing about having pictures taken by paparazzi, which is fair because you know he loves that. Yeah. He's sharing the article. Like he's like, can't even go somewhere nice and private. But but you're sharing the article, thus encouraging this behavior because you want to get clicks. And some dude's like, sorry, dude, you make a spectacle of yourself and the price is lifelong.
Can't even go to hip hop dance class.
Well, he dressed like MCA from Beastie Boys?
And someone said, it's the only reason I agree with the huge money you made. It's expensive to be famous. And he's like, you must not know my story well. I never made huge money. That all started with kids stars years after Haim and I were adults.
We got paid pennies for our films in the 80s.
Is that true?
I made less than $50K on Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost. On all it combined, is he saying?
That's crazy if that's true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Even
There's
if that,
no
even
way.
If initially it's true, the residuals at this point in time have to be way
Plus
more than
Plus he went
that.
Ghost hunting with the one guy, and that must have made like $1 million.
Unless, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Newlander, him and Jason Newlander or whatever.
Yeah, he must have made like $1 trillion doing the ghost hunt.
That's a bummer that video's not up anymore. But unless he means like because his parents took all that money because he was still a minor. I know there was probably things
that's just loopholes that he didn't get to keep anything.
Yeah. Well, this guy actually was nice. He said, sorry, I didn't know. I'll do my research.
Well, then he comes down and goes, I did the research. You're full of shit.
Yeah. Oh, did the research. You shut down Jim and them? Why? I watched the Jim and them Long Boys.
I really appreciate a lot of people were saying that they were going on other channels and commenting that to find our new channel.
Oh, really?
So that, I mean, I can't do that because that just looks self-serving and shitty, but it's cool that you guys care enough to go and spread the word, so I appreciate that. And a few people were like, I was wondering where you guys were. Eric told me about the channel.
Eric rules.
Oh, yeah, he was on one of those big bikes with the big front wheel, and he had a megaphone. He's running around town. He's like, Jim's YouTube got shut down. And we're all like, what?
Corey's on his penny farthing with his megaphone.
And they all gave us $400 boxes and then rode off on his penny farthing. But you got to go down to heel. Have you seen that video of Rick Ross where he's like, I got to see you on this bike, and it's a penny farthing bike? And he's like, but you got to go down to heel.
Oh, I think I've seen that, yeah.
$1,000. But you got to go down to heel. But what's the hill? Where is it?
It is funny that someone put a split screen with him and Sheen, because he does look pretty much like Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
He called him a sick fuck, though.
Who called who a sick fuck?
Corey called the guy who made this picture or sent him this picture a sick fuck.
Oh, he did with, like, he asterisked it like he's Beetle Bailey.
Oh, this is just a goof thing anyways. It says, how big of a conspiracy theorist are you? Here's me, and it's a picture of...
Fuck you!
Get fucked!
Yeah, fuck you! Or F-A... yeah.
Was this person even tweeting at him? Oh, no. Someone said Corey Feldman was telling the truth.
Part of the truth.
What truth?
Who cares?
My truth?
Yeah. Is this the new one where you can just be blocked and you click view?
I said this. Do you not listen to anything that's happening here?
Did you just get here?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What
I'm
are
sorry,
you
I'm
doing
sorry.
This whole time?
I was locked up. I wasn't locked in. I wasn't locked in. I just didn't know that became a feature yet.
I said it.
This segment literally started with that.
Okay, my bad,
Jim
my bad.
Started it by going, anyway.
Yeah, Twitter has this cool thing now.
My bad. That feature doesn't make any sense.
No, it's great. It's awesome. I mean, it still comes up blocked at first, but then you just click a button and you could view the tweets. Well, let's see. Actually, I guess we're coming up on the end of part one here. So we could put together, we should put together the wheel, and we'll give away this fucking...
Oh, yeah. The wheel.
We'll give away
Corey Feldman Funko Pop to one lucky person out there.
It's not too late to donate. In fact, up until tomorrow, if you're
you
just doing it for the kids.
You can still donate, cuz we'll have some other goodies and just do it for the kids
anyways. Do it for the kids. It is not too late. Every year Jim will be like we'll be out of the thing and it'll be like, "Oh shit, I just checked the balance and like six more people donated like since we got to Target to start shopping." So it's never truly too late. Go to jimandthem.com, hit the big Corey picture, donate. Jim, are the QR codes up?
The QR just codes are up on the
scan the QR
right
codes.
Now.
Just scan them. They're easy.
Oh, if we stream on this channel, will that help the watch time? Can we get TTS?
This is all helping right now.
Okay.
Like people hanging out, it helps. So we'll get Mike's favorite TTS back.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to get that back.
TTS rules,
it's
Mike.
It's so quiet without the TTS. Obama. Obama. that guy.
Let me see. I did want to watch our Jim and Them Are Dead one more time during break here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had tears in my eyes when Boopak came alive. Yeah. It was like he was there with us.
I didn't see it coming, but I was so happy that it did.
Bupak bless. We'll be back. That's a part one. Thank you guys for hanging out.
I love you.
It really helps. And like I said, because it's pretty devastating. So thank you. But we'll be back.
Their story now is sung. Struck down too soon by a goblin ghoul. Corey Feldman, the wicked fool. Raise your glass, let the whiskey flow. For Jim and them will never let go. When Jim and them died, we cried, oh we cried. Sorrow so deep it could fill the tide. Raise your shots to the stars so high. For Jim and them, who'll never truly. A shadow of the boy who once took a stand. He never gave, only took his fill. A ghoul with the hunger, a thirst to kill. No heart, no soul, no honor to claim. Just a wretched name in the hall of shame. Family and friends, they wept through the night. For Jim and them, their guiding light. But darkness fell at Corey's hand. A cursed day across the land. When Jim them died, we cried, oh we cried. A sorrow so deep it could fill the tide. Raise your shots to the stars so high. For Jim and them, who'll never truly die. Refrain. Jim and them shall rise again from the smoke and fire through the night. Bupak Shakur brought them back to life with powers divine. He chokes and ascends, blowing ounces of pith. The legend transcends high as kites with rellos in hand. He summoned their spirits to walk the land. So Jim and them rise, oh we cheer, oh we cheer. No more sorrow. Jim and them, reborn anew. The fight goes on, their spirit breaks through. So sing it loud, let the taverns ring. Jim and them live and we all shall.